And around this time, every couple of weeks, we catch up with the good folk at WRHR, the HR specialists. And Anne Conway joins us this morning. Anne, very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning, Robbo. Thank you.
Now, I see there's a new Respect at Work bill that is introduced or to be introduced?
No, it has been introduced. So it was introduced in June of this year, and it has resulted in changes to the Sex Discrimination and Fair Work Act, and so it's an amendment bill. And it's really come about as a result of some of the high-profile sex-based harassment issues that have been in the media in recent times. So an investigation was conducted, a report was produced in 2020, and the government and the Prime Minister has accepted all 55 recommendations of the report.
What sort of things do you think will have to be changed, Anne, to get on at work?
Well, I think some of the things, it's really about reinforcing that harassment and sex-based harassment is not acceptable in the workplace. And the Act, the Sex Discrimination Act, has been expanded to cover interns, volunteers, self-employed workers, judges and members of parliament and their staff. So the previous exemptions of state public servants from that act has been removed. So it provides greater coverage.
Yeah, I guess there's a couple of things. One, I don't really need a response from you, but first of all, I can't believe that people aren't aware just from a humanity perspective that it's not okay and it still happens.
Yes.
But the other thing too that I think has been disappointing and probably has helped to get this bill in is not just what happens to people but the reaction from others in positions of power, which and we've seen like in Parliament and that sort of thing, there's been some very disappointing responses, I think, most people would think.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, we're in 2021 and still seeing this sort of behaviour happen far too regularly. The other good thing that I believe has happened with this amendment is that it provides a greater time frame for people to complain. So previously, it's been 6 months after the alleged conduct has occurred that people can make their complaint to the Australian Human Rights Commission. It's now 24 months. So again, it's providing increased protections for people who have been impacted in these circumstances. And given the emotional and mental turmoil that these sorts of behaviours or conduct can have on people, I think that that extended timeframe will be really beneficial for affected parties, and it could result in us seeing increased complaints, actually.
Where can people find out about this Respect at Work bill? Is it listed online? I assume it is.
Yes, it is. So you can go to the Australian Human Rights Commission's website, which is at humanrights.gov.au, and there's more information about it there, Steve.
Terrific stuff. Well, and that is good. You know, I guess it's always with these things. In a way, it's a shame it has to be brought in, but it's good that it is and offers that protection. And as always, we thank you and the crew from WRHR for joining us for a chat on the show.
Thanks very much for having us. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Anne Conway from WRHR on the Wake Up Call.